damn. Sit down.
Yep.
Yeah, where has this Sophie been for 35 shows? So is that why you wasn't saying nothing before? You was nutting up for a minute? She was waiting to get that mushroom?
I'm passionate about this shit. I've been following this
but
forever.
But we've been asking you to speak for fucking...
Mm-hmm. You just gotta wait until it comes.
That's what I'm saying. It took a minute.
I need Twitter Sophie, man. I need Twitter
right.
Sophie.
Right.
Feels like Sophie's been turning up during the last few podcast shoots, so I put together a few clips from the last couple weeks in our first ever story time with Sophie. Enjoy.
Oh my God, stop. I was literally at opera and this guy comes up to me and he's like, are you on Dead End Hip Hop? And I was like, oh
no way.
Now it's literally not the time. And working at the club. Oh.
Yeah, why is that the time? That's the best time to talk to a... Yeah, what you mean?
I was just kind of like, yeah, I am. Like, whatever. And, you know, because the thing is, like, I'm trying to sell you something and do my shit.
And then you ask,
but he's so fascinated with the fact that I was, and I was just kind
of
like, do you need anything? Yeah, right. No, he didn't want nothing. No, he didn't want anything. Anyways, whatever. So I walk away, and like 20 minutes later, he positions himself in this place by himself. So like he catches me, like you could tell he's like trying to like catch me, like while I'm like by myself.
Trying to catch you dolo. Come here, girl. Like, get your ass over here.
I'm walking past, and he was like, "Yo, so like for real, like what time do you get off?" And I'm like, "Oh my fucking god."
Damn.
What? Right.
You go from, "Are you on Dead End Hip Hop?" Hey, bitch. What time you get off? Hold on.
And so, and I was just like, I don't know, like 10, but it varies because you know sometimes it'd be on some like. You just never know shit. And he was just like, oh, okay, like, I'm really trying to pick your brain, honestly, and, like, see, like, what you think about hip-hop and stuff. And I was like, dog.
I'm listening.
That's so funny.
I feel like people expect to hear these type of, like, for example, it's like walking up to a comedian and be like, tell me a joke. Like, I'm not going to tell you what you probably think you're going to hear. Like, it's not going to be some, like, super explicit explanation on something. I don't know. I just felt like,
he just wanted to pick your brain, Sophie.
We can't win.
Yeah, see, like, look.
He's like, give me the pussy, then you all get mad.
Exactly.
If he's like, yo, I want to pick your brain, talk to you about rap, he's still a bad dude.
Exactly.
Let the man, maybe he wasn't trying to pick you up. Maybe he was just wanting to talk about rap real quick.
I mean,
maybe he really wanted to be a friend.
I mean, I'm not saying all that. He was probably still trying to hit him at some point. But
he was trying to pick your brain.
Yeah.
He honestly seemed stunned though because he was like, I'm just in town for the weekend, I'm not even from here.
Aww,
blah 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 blah.
Yeah, he was running it. Oh yes he was. He was running
he was
that,
like,
shit.
I heard that shit.
Yeah. I may have used that shit before. What you talking about?
He might be right.
Yeah, nah.
He's probably a rapper. And at the end of the conversation, he's probably going to be like, well, yo, can you slide this to them?
He didn't give me rap vibes.
There's no such thing as rap vibes anymore. Everybody.
I'm only in town for the week. Didn't R. Kelly have some shit like that?
Okay, let's
I'm only in town for the weekend.
Why do you put him in the R. Kelly bucket, though?
Right. Like,
he's a child rapist and a pisser on her.
A pisser on her?
Why can't that man put his mother on
because, I mean, it was applicable. He said it.
He might just want to talk about rap. I mean, I think that's dope.
I think
I
he
really
was
do.
Genuinely Whatever. Intrigued that you were Sophie from Dead End
Hip Hop.
That's what I think too. I was like, is it weird? He was like, yeah, it's kind of weird to like see you in person. And I was like,
I think that's dope.
Yeah,
because
he
sounds
been
genuine.
The response that we all get. Like, mind you, a couple weeks ago, like 2 weeks ago, I had a.
But at your job,
but this,
yeah,
Sophie,
everywhere,
that is so
everywhere.
Like, you got to understand. Oh, I mean, like, if there was an attraction that he had to you, and it sounds like it was, like. For him to see her live and in person.
Of course.
Think about all of the comments that you don't
see. And it's probably where I work, too.
Respectful about it.
Yeah.
At least he really was just like, y'all want to talk about rap. He could have just been like, man, you fine as hell. You thick and all that shit, girl. I love you.
Yo,
I mean, I would have been more used to that.
But yeah, but would you have appreciated that? Don't you get sick?
He came to you genuinely.
Like,
he stepped to you like
a
man should.
Right.
Like, this isn't the first time somebody approached you.
No, we can't.
That ain't right.
At work, yeah.
So when a dude normally approaches you about Dead End, how does that conversation go normally?
It's just usually super brief. Like, oh, my God, are you that person? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh, my God. And I'm like, okay. Yeah,
so
no.
So what was the difference this time,
man? He asked her what time she was getting off.
Y'all be taking pictures of people?
In his mind, it's
like random people.
What time are you getting off? I'm only in town for the weekend.
Oh, hell nah.
Come on, Rob.
Nobody heard that shit.
I know.
Nobody heard that.
Nah, it's a no for me, dog.
Oh, you never take pictures with anybody?
I don't take pictures with anybody. That's fucking weird.
But you like you like a D-list celebrity now. You know what I'm saying? We like D-list celebrities.
I'm like H.
Okay,
it
even still.
It doesn't matter.
Like,
you're in that category now.
Elemental P.
Right. Yeah. You're one of those letters.
Whatever.
I'm just saying.
I wouldn't say goddamn. You're H either.
Yeah, we like D's.
No, we
further nah, down
in D.
Yeah, we're further.
Like E? F?
Maybe F or G, you know, something like that. Okay. But either way, if you just want to take a picture.
That's fucking weird.
You're like the worst out of all of us. I didn't think. I thought Ken would be the worst one, but damn, you wouldn't get a picture with somebody?
No, that's
But wait, hold on. Like how often has, like, how many times?
Not, I mean.
So you could count, like, on one hand?
Nah, probably no, two.
Probably
two hands?
Yeah.
Oh, you should be used to it by now. Because at first I was
it's
a little.
Like, no. Not weird in a sense where it's like, oh my God, it's weird that you notice me. Mm. It's weird that. You not weird that you want to take a picture. I mean, cool, but I'm just not going to do it.
But why? Why is that?
I just
you like to respectfully decline.
But why?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah,
dude, I don't. So funny,
I would like to respectfully decline.
I just feel like it's just on some weird shit. I don't like taking pictures of people in general. Like I have to.
That's not what your Instagram says.
Okay, ooh. But I have so to initiate it.
Okay, so that's the difference.
Yeah.
So if somebody just wants to come up and take a picture, you're going to tell them no.
Probably, yeah.
They'd be like, oh, Sophie, I'm a fan of you. I love you.
So wait, hold on. So let's say we go to A3C this year, right? And, oh God, and we walking like around as a crew. And like a fan comes, I want a picture of all of y'all. You right. Just going to bow out.
I mean, that's A3C, though.
What's the difference?
The difference is I want to.
So you want to take pictures of A3C?
You already wait, know what? You're going to the environment, right? So it's like it's too expected.
I'm gonna probably be ready or some it's shit. It's not just me fucking looking bust at Kroger. Like, no.
Okay, but
you ain't look bust at work.
Busted at work, exactly. We assume, right?
He didn't ask for a picture.
I thought you said he did.
Yeah, that's
no,
what
I'm just saying. What
if I say some people, you know what I'm saying? But yeah.
This isn't the first time.
I think y'all brought that up.
Well, then stop going to Kroger looking busted.
Fuck that. Do what I want. Fuck out of here.
Hey, you a celebrity now.
Shoot.
Nah, fuck that.
You always got to be prepared. No,
shut up.
So what if the dude from last night asked for a picture? Like, can I get a picture with you, Sophie? Would you take a picture with him?
Nope. Look at that face, man.
I don't understand. I mean, he like
probably,
Mike
said, probably.
Like Mike say, comes at you respectively. Probably. And he's excited.
It just depends on what mood I'm in. Like, it's weird. Like, even at like family events and family functions and shit, like, I could be in a complete picture taking mood and my mom will be like, let me grab a picture. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, my face.
Oh, you moody, huh?
Yeah. Like, okay. I don't like that whole picture thing. Like, I have to be in the mood. I gotta be in the mood.
You know, the martyr chain?
Yeah.
Get out my face. Get out my face. So, your girl,
I'm gonna beat your ass on this train.
I'm gonna beat your ass on this train.
We on the mall, I'm finna do my thing. You thought I couldn't freestyle on you, boo?
I cannot believe y'all remember that damn freestyle.
Oh, hell yeah.
I know that shit by heart.
Yes. Oh, it's over, bitch.
Oh my God.
I'm lost as fuck.
Oh, God. Oh, the greatest video of all time.
You never seen Soulja Girl? The famous Soulja Girl? Never mind.
I mean, I feel bad laughing because she had mental illness.
Yeah.
But the video was classic.
I got that damn video player right now.
Me too.
I was like, what the fuck y'all talking about? But then,
man.
Just go on YouTube and type up Soulja. You'll find it.
Wow, I'm surprised. I'm shocked you haven't seen that.
Me too.
It's pretty old, I think.
Yeah, it's really old.
Damn, a while ago.
Yeah.
About 10 years ago?
It's like before Dead End Hip
Hop. Yeah,
it was before. Absolutely. Yeah, it was a lot. It was okay. Long time.
That was the time when those kind of videos were just hot. Remember Bitch, You Ride the Martyr Bus?
Yeah.
Y'all, you don't remember that?
Hold on,
Bitch, You Ride the Martyr Bus. Bitch, You Ride the Martyr Bus. Bitch, You Ride the Martyr Bus. Bitch, You Do Not Ride With Me. Bitch, You Ride That Martyr Bus.
Oh, why does that remember, bro?
You looking good, though. Hold on, ho.
What's so bad?
You smelling like you need a fucking bar of soap. So take your shit and go if you fucking must. Cause bitch, you ride the motor bus.
You remember that shit?
Y'all need to see the look on Mike's face right now.
The best line of the whole song, like the Civil Rights Act, get your ass in the back. Not the back of the bus, not the back of my lap. You remember that shit?
Not really. It's not hitting me like Martin.
What was the other one about reading? Read a book.
Okay, I don't remember that one.
Ignorant.
Okay, no, you see how it feels?
What?
That was Lil Jon.
I don't think that was. I thought that was a.
Lil Jon. Read the book, nigga. Wasn't that Lil Jon?
I don't think that was Lil Jon.
It was. Yeah, read a motherfucking book. Read a book, nigga.
Before we get into this question. No. I just have something really quick to say. I started a new job this week, and
you want to vent?
So basically, I started on Tuesday. I didn't even work a full week, and I just feel like I just have to tell y'all some shit. Basically, okay, so I work at a dermatologist's office.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I love it. It's great. They fucking cater lunch almost every day because the drug reps are always sucking up to us and shit. It's amazing.
Yeah, you get free food.
Right. But so basically, I work in the back office next to this white man who's 68 years old. And
I said 68.
He's retiring at 70. And he's already given me in probably 4 days the most drama of every coworker I've ever fucking dealt with because he talks a lot. So I already know who's pregnant, who's had a miscarriage, whose daughter died, who's divorced, he's been divorced twice, like all this shit that I don't ever ask for. I'm literally just, it's ridiculous. But I just wanted to point out that this has been, I haven't worked at a quote unquote corporate type of job. Like a nine to five, or whatever. In a couple months. And I really, really wanted to start back doing it to get on a schedule and everything because, oh my God, I get to like wake up like at normal people time and shit and not, you know, do this whole night job thing. But I just wanted to point out that I feel like, especially in this political climate, white people feel very comfortable saying certain things in the workplace that if a person of color said, they would literally get a call from HR. Already, he's hit me with the, I don't think it's prejudiced, but, or I don't mean to be racist, but, or.
They do feel safe in the workplace saying stuff like that. I've seen and I've witnessed. Why you wait? I want to get his, because he had a reaction. Mark had a reaction. What did he say?
I can't deal.
Don't do this to him.
We hate it when people do that shit to us.
What you want?
When they, well, big gang of white people, they go around, they're like, so how do you comb your hair?
No.
Because your hair don't seem to move.
No.
But somehow.
No, let him talk.
What does nappy-headed mean?
He wants to talk.
No, if he had a reaction, let him say something.
He wants to talk.
Why are you black and everywhere but your, the bottom of your hands and your feet? Don't do this to Mark.
Mark wants to talk.
I think there's a couple layers to this.
Let's uncover it.
First layer, because I work a corporate job. I work at a bank, and like back end IT shit. So the one thing you immediately notice, and this is coming from Canada, and this is where you have that additional subset. Canada's a lot fucking whiter than the States is, on average.
Right.
That being said, I also live in Toronto, which is arguably the most multicultural area in Canada. So coming from that perspective, I think it depends on the type of corporate organization it is, because you have some corporate organizations that will crack down incredibly hard very fast. Like what happened at Google.
They don't play that.
Now it comes to, now at the same time, when you see it in public conversation, you have people who are, they think they can get away with shit that they probably shouldn't. And you see that especially when you get, you see it a lot in IT. And the infuriating fucking thing is that it's not indicative of any sort of thing, except these people are backwards and fucking ignorant. But I think as what's infuriating for me is that I'm in a job where everyone on average is 10 to 15 years older than me in terms of my colleagues.
Yeah.
So I So in terms of me noticing shit that gets said about some of my colleagues who are Indian or Chinese or black, it's the sort of weird thing where I can recognize it, but some of the colleagues can go right over their fucking heads. Yeah,
yeah. Right.
Because it's baked into who they are right. because mm-hmm. of their age.
Yeah. And they don't understand that you're saying something wrong. Yeah. They've grown up saying these wrong things. Mm-hmm. It's just like, you know, we have that same mm-hmm. type of thing where our families will say certain shit and you'll be looking at them like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Mm-hmm. But it's because they grew up fucking mm-hmm. 35 years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, they don't understand that saying these things it's fucked up, and they mm-hmm. probably never will understand.
They say even your mom said some fucked up shit before.
My mom says fucked up all the time. I love my mama. She's fucking hilarious, but she says problematic shit. We went to Piccadilly. She was saying all kinds of shit, and I was like, I was praying that none of the people around us could hear her.
Right.
And my mom's not saying it because she's trying to be offensive.
Right.
She doesn't understand. And she never will.
Right.
And I think some of it comes like it's a point in time where we're at cultural crossroads where you have some people who are actively enabling all that problematic shit, which doesn't help.
Right.
But at the same time, you're also having younger generation is coming in and basically realizing influencing enough of corporate culture, influencing enough of the code of conduct that is already there, if it's properly enforced, then that shit's not going to be okay. It will start to phase out. It will start to go away. Not fast enough.
Yeah.
And you're still going to have, and let's not mince words. Canada, we actually have laws against like the sort of things where, in terms of hate crime laws, mm-hmm. in terms of, it's not complete freedom of speech here. The KKK and neo-Nazis are banned from actually protesting in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you have a Charter of Rights and Freedoms that basically blocks off that shit. They can't have demonstrations. Westboro Baptist Church can't get into our borders.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we still have those fucking elements.
You still have nationalists there that, even if they're not open about being racist.
There's a paper there called The Rebel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's based out of Alberta, which is effectively called the Texas of Canada.
Oh, God.
I used to live out there. It's completely fucking true. But at the same time, like we have nationalist movements that are actually starting to build up there. Mm. So when I see fuckheads on Twitter saying, "Oh, Canada's okay, we're not going to encounter this," and I'm like, "Open your fucking eyes at this point," because when you're actually having these people rising up and becoming members of major political parties, it's kind of funny. The Texas, the party of our Texas of the North in Alberta, the party that's currently running that particular province is our equivalent of socialists.
Oh, nice.
Mm. Which is twisted, but you're inspiring that level of mm-hmm. immediate hard right reprisal to that.
Because mm-hmm. there's going to be a response. There's always going to be a response.
It's going to be give and take, exactly. But circling back to corporate shit, again, I think it's a matter. I think when it comes to HR, if they're actually doing their fucking job, this shit shouldn't happen.
I mean, he's been there for 10 years, so
he ain't going anywhere.
Which is problem because you have people who are.
The truth is, he's not going anywhere.
You know what, though?
Until 2 years.
Unless
he dies before that.
On a lighter note, I do want to say that the reason that I brought this up was because to say, like, I kind of feel like I'm in a space where, obviously, I'm new, so I don't want to say, you know, you don't know nobody, you don't want to talk to nobody who will turn around and say mm-hmm. something about you or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm not really, you know, talking that much, not to just him, but just people in general. But what I will say is that at that particular office, there are like, it's pretty diverse. So, mm-hmm. you know, there's like a couple of black nurses and a couple, you know what I'm saying? People mm-hmm. that you could just turn around and be like, oh my God, I'm glad you're here. But, but basically for me, I think even like, okay, so we have catered lunches and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, I'll walk into the break room and for example, I think on Friday we had Moe's Cater.
Ew.
Right? But anyways, whatever. Okay, whatever. So everything is set up like, you know, like haystack style, like mm-hmm. in different pans and stuff. You know, you got the queso, you got the chicken, you got the rice, whatever. So it's me, another a black nurse, and this white girl who works at the front desk. So we're in there or whatever. It's I'm in the back. The white girl's in front of me, and the black girl is in front of her. So you know, they're in line getting everything to put on their plate. And the white girl, she walks up. It's the weirdest thing. I feel like sometimes when white people don't know what to say, they just say anything mm-hmm. to like fill the space. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Okay. So anyways, she walks past the rice and she's just like, it was a brown rice, not like your typical, you know, wheat rice, but you know, like white rice with like spices on it or whatever. It looks brown, whatever. She gonna walk past the rice and be like, oh my God, this rice looks so dirty. And just walks right past it. Mind you, there was rice on the girl's plate in front of me. Mm-hmm. So you know that you don't like, like when you're eating something and somebody like talking shit about it. Because you're like, damn, I was going to eat that. You know what I'm saying? It's just really awkward. So anyway, she walks out the room. And the nurse turns to me and she was like, honestly, why would you say something like that? Like, that there's more than one type of rice. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a weird, like... I just don't feel like...
Y'all need to get to work, because y'all y'all over here mad about some dumb shit. Yeah, me too.
No, I mean, it's not something to be upset about. It's just so random, like... Just not say anything. Like, it's just weird. Like, maybe why would you say something like that?
I thought she was going to say y'all look like an Oreo, but...
That's I was waiting for some kind of cultural thing.
No. What? It's not that. It's just that sometimes there's just this level of,
like... You just ain't been in a work environment in a
That's what it sounds like, because I don't think that's a white people thing.
Yeah.
That's just a stupid people thing. We've worked, we know, we worked in corporate environments for... I've been in corporate for 16 years.
People just say stupid shit. Like, to fill up the space for no reason.
Yes, that's what they do.
That's what people
just be quiet. Like, you don't have to, like, interact.
Feel like
it's
like water cooler conversations. Yes. Like, that's just the random shit. It's like that.
It's so weird.
People walk, look at this bitch's shoes.
What the fuck?
I don't care about her shoes. I'm just trying to get my coffee. Get the fuck out of my face.
Right. It's the weirdest shit ever. I literally feel like I'm working like I'm working in the episode of The Office.
Well, that's how why do you think that show got made?
Right.
Because that's how almost all corporate offices are made. Yeah.
I feel like I'm a mix of like Pam and Stanley.
I don't know what that means. I've never watched the show.
You've never watched the show. No. It's a great show.
It's a good show, man.
I'll pass.
It's a great fucking show. Y'all are lame.
I believe it. I just haven't watched it. Anyway, y'all mad about some dirty rice. Can we get this question?
Anyways, okay.
I wouldn't have batted an eye about that. I'd be like, okay, yeah, it looked dirty. I'm eat it though.
Yeah.
It's Moe's. It probably is dirty.
And dirty rice is an actual thing, right?
Okay. Dirty rice actually,
so maybe that's what she meant.
No, that's not what the fuck.
Leave her alone.
Shut up, Mike.
Leave her alone.
Shut the fuck up.
Leave her alone.
No.
Y'all just want to be mad about some shit.
I just can't fuck with people who say shit to fill up the fucking space. Just shut the fuck up.
She's easily triggered right now.
I can tell.
All she probably heard was
she called my rice dirty. So eat the shit and be happy. I got me some free Moe's. It's showing. It's good.
Shit, I mean, food poisoning before.
Huh?
I got food poisoning from Moe's before.
I'm not surprised. That shit probably literally is dirty.
Man. Willie's is better.
It's still nasty.
You're nasty.
You're nasty.
You're nasty.
Yeah, and? Was that supposed to hurt me?
Right.
Don't forget that every Tuesday and Thursday for the month of September, we'll be dropping extra bite-sized episodes over on Anchor FM. Download the app from the App Store or Google Play, or follow the link in the description to follow our channel and get new episodes as they arrive. A very special thank you to all the day ones out there who've been blowing up my notifications all week showing love over there. I appreciate you.
Okay, so my question is about working with an ex in a professional environment. I'm 26 years old. This past year, I've been in a relationship with a girl I'm very close. This past year, I've been in a relationship with a girl I'm very close to. For context, I'm black. She's half black, half white.
Haven't been in that shit.
We connect on a lot of social topics like music and art, along with social issues like racism, black culture, and black identity. Last year, co-founded a creative platform for black artists and leaders in Canada. We held major pro-black events and partnered with a local black-owned business. I say this all... Shut up, okay? I say this all the time...
Where my brother?
Okay. I say this all because we recently broke up but are still working together as friends and creative partners. Our next major project is for an art festival in a couple months. I'm not so much upset with her because she's an amazing person who helped me grow, but I don't know if I'm up for starting another relationship. I also don't have many close friends alongside my siblings. Also don't have, yeah, that I see very often. Who do you guys suggest, or what do you guys suggest I do to help myself move on, basically?
You guys ever dated anybody ever say, you know what, they helped me grow?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
Shit, I haven't.
That's why he's like this.
Damn, kid.
That was good, kid. That was good.
Should I have?
That was fucking gold.
Oh,
shit.
Oh my God.
Everybody, oh, yeah.
I have. That was a good setup.
You're
Ken.
Fucking stupid, Ken.
Oh, my God.
On that note, I would bounce.
People do that shit all the time, though. Like, I be watching HGTV. All these motherfucking couples be breaking up and shit, but they still be building them houses and, you know, designing shit. So, you know.
I don't know.
Just keep it cute.
Well, What was his question? He wanted to know how to work with her. And
yeah,
you just motherfucking work with her.
I look good,
right?
I think.
I don't know. I don't really understand the question, really. I mean,
you hit it. Shit.
Oh my fucking lord.
Hey, that counts for something.
Anyways, I don't really understand what he's asking us. Like, you work with the girl. Does he want her back?
I'm assuming.
Maybe it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, I think maybe it's just uncomfortable. To me, it sounds like he doesn't want to move forward in another partnership with her. Because
it feels weird. Because of awkwardness.
Because it feels weird, I guess.
You know what it is? Okay, so the thing is, how good is she at that job? If she's really
That's
good.
That's not what I thought you were going to say.
How
good is she?
No.
Like,
the real job. Not the other type. The real job. Like, how good is she at the job that you're working with her in conjunction with or whatever? If she's really good at it, then you need to just suck it up and keep going and make that money and help the community. And you know, but if she ain't that good, then move along. If she's not that good and you're uncomfortable with the situation, then drop her. Go start your own shit.
But no, I think they've broken up though.
But I'm saying, like, drop her as a partner.
He's dropping. Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Oh.
But I don't know if that's what he's saying. Oh. And again, I'm not understanding if he actually wants her back.
I can't understand it either. I mean, right. Honest with you.
I mean, sometimes you just sleep with people you work with.
That's not what he's saying.
Sometimes
though.
That shit happens.
Yeah, that definitely happens. Which is inexperienced. It's a terrible idea. Oh, don't do it. It's a real, real bad idea.
Ugh.
Yes.
Gross.
I just am thinking about if that ever would have happened to me, that would just be awful.
Oh, man. Yeah, because as good of adults as you think you are,
it's just not.
At some point, it's going to come back up, and somebody's going to catch feelings, and something's going
to
happen.
Ugh. You know what? Maybe not. There's
exceptions to the rule.
Yeah.
Ken and I are exceptions to the rule.
Y'all,
even before that, I've been in this situation plenty
of times. I'm saying, but we just married people we worked with.
But that's proving my point.
What you mean?
That they weren't jump offs.
Oh, did y'all?
They weren't jump offs. These were girls that they actually liked.
Okay.
I'm talking about a jump off. He's saying you can sometimes fuck somebody you work with.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Just me?
Not yeah, just you.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Not just
me again?
Just you again, what? You were able to do that?
Sleeping with somebody you work with?
And not have any issues?
Yeah. Mm-mm. Well,
I mean, was it an understanding
issues,
between both? Like,
it doesn't
she
matter.
Knew,
sometimes it really is understanding. It's complicated
awful.
With me.
Because he don't how he explains shit as badly as he explains it to us. Imagine being a woman. It's gotta be tough. She probably got to email this motherfucker to get the right shit out of him.
Damn.
I'd be like, what do you mean?
No read receipts.
Now, I've been in some situations, a lot of situations.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually dated a boss's daughter before.
Oh, fuck that. You stupid.
And that was, well.
You trying to get your ass whooped.
So that was a situation. So, mm-hmm. But, you know, it was hostile.
Duh.
a little bit afterwards. But eventually, you get over it and you move on.
No.
And I think you have to be adults here. And he asked me, look, man, you slept with her. It is what it is. You know, I'm with Mike. If the shit was good, then, you know.
I didn't say that.
That's what
I'm saying. No, you ain't with Mike.
What would you do, Sophie?
Huh?
As you're texting?
Jesus.
I know.
What would I do about what?
About the light bulbs being dirty.
They're actually pretty
and
dumb.
The mirror being dirty. What would you do about those situations?
Clean them and turn them up.
There you go. Moving on.
All right.
Did B answer?
B.
I didn't sleep. No, I'm just saying. I didn't understand the question. Like, I'm just,
I don't understand what the dilemma is.
Yeah,
You're not gonna do me like that because I definitely answered.
No, see, I don't know what
the
dilemma
is.
I don't really understand what was the dilemma of his question though, for real.
I think he's asking if he should still continue like the professional relationship.
Why wouldn't you?
Yes.
Because the thing about it is,
and
why
I said
is
that.
Uncomfortable?
Yes, I
why
fucking
is uncomfortable?
Did.
Like, do you want her back?
Okay,
if you want her, what's the problem?
I think you want her back, Mike. I think that shit must have been good as hell.
It must.
And he don't know how to let that shit go.
Shook.
Which
okay.
is fine.
So, which is why it's difficult for him to work with her?
Yeah.
Otherwise,
it probably
why
is.
Would even, why would he even like send the email?
Yeah.
You must want her back.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, look, man. If it's that good,
he want her back.
Yeah, y'all.
He want that thing back.
Yeah, he does.
He want that thing back.
That's what it is. It sounds like all of these emails about y'all getting a piece and you want that piece back. But y'all motherfuckers the one that fucked up. It's always the narrative. Piece. Just go get another piece. True.
Don't let him have it, girl.
That's true though. Even that though Ken true. Gets bad advice, that's definitely true.
Yeah, the majority of these guys, it does seem like they always just want the chick back and they email that's us asking email, how to get him
yeah,
back.
How I'm
like,
bro, like, yeah.
How about stop fucking up? Like, he probably did something.
You know?
Because the way he sent that email, it sounded like he did something. But I just couldn't tell if he really wanted her back. But if Ken's making a good point, he probably does.
He want it.
But what
he
the fuck
it.
You want us to do? This ain't about no partnership.
Don't
you
fuck
over
your
here.
Money
no, I'm just saying.
Right, yeah. Don't fuck that money up.
He's looking for confirmation.
You can't get that from us, dog.
He's looking for confirmation. Like, nah, look, man.
Look, what he's worried about is being around her too much, and then she's going to start bringing other dick around. And you're like, oh, man, this is some bullshit. What am I supposed to do? Then you're going to start making up reasons as to why she's fucking up on the job. You bought the wrong lid for the pencils. I'm mad.
You bought the wrong lid for the pencils.
Get out of here, man.
Or maybe they accidentally slept together.
No, it's not like it was his girl.
It yeah. was his girl?
It sounds
it
like
girl.
It.
He went in business with this girl after they broke up?
No, during.
They went in business and then they broke up.
No listening to ass motherfuckers, man.
They were.
I don't think it's listening. It's retaining. It's a retaining
well,
issue.
Whatever it is.
They went in business and then they broke
can't
up.
Stop. They were already in business. They were dating and then they broke up while they were in business. So what he's asking is, which is, I don't really understand this question, but he's basically asking us, what should he do? Should he continue the business?
Hell yeah. MOB, exactly. Baby. Money over bitches.
I was like, that'd be M.O.B.
That's what he said.
He said M.O.P.
Nah, he said M.O.B. He probably thought you said M.O.P. because you yelled it.
M.O.B.
probably.
Always, man, if you remember that shit'll get you through life. It'll get you through a lot of situations in life.
What?
Until you're Jay-Z.
M.O.B.
No, it will not.
Yes, it will.
That only works when you're actually getting money. If you're broke, don't listen to that
advice.
But
it can still apply because you're trying to get money.
No, it doesn't.
Not trying.
Money
not
or
trying
this woman.
Not
well,
stupid.
I mean,
don't listen
gotta
to that.
You got to get money to get
how does it not
okay.
Pay?
Well, I think I'm trying to be honest.
Something terrible.
I did not say anything.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
I swear to God.
What'd she say?
Don't matter.
I didn't say nothing.
What'd she say, B?
I'm going to hear it later.
You got to have money to have a woman, which is not true.
Get there.
I mean,
that's gotta have
money. Lawrence proved that wasn't true.
That is true. She was bad, too.
Yeah.
Tasha?
Yes,
Tasha.
Y'all be hating on Tasha, bro.
Who's hating on Tasha?
The women be hating. The women be hating on
Tasha.
Nice. The women be hating on Tasha.
Who is she? Like she looks familiar. She looks like Rudy almost, kind of. But I was like, she looks like she's somebody.
What Lawrence was doing as a job, or even if he had a job.
Oh, well,
I mean, I think Issa's beautiful too, but.
Huh? Anyways,
say what?
She said he's a fuck nigga, yeah, and the worst kind. So,
oh, that was funny. You a fuck nigga that thinks he's a good man?
Hey, she went in. Hey,
you don't
she went in.
She did.
You don't have to say that.
He did. He did play her though.
I can't.
Yeah, he did play her.
Just say that you had a work event and you ain't.
I can't wait for Daniel to come back on Sunday.
Nah, he didn't want to go to that shit.
I really hope Ethan fucks him again. I want that for her. I want her to get that dick again. The nigga that she cheated on Lawrence with.
Oh, fuck that dude.
I really hope she fucks him again. I'm so excited. No, it's not gonna happen.
That dude's corny.
Eddie. So
who?
Eddie's the neighbor. The neighbor.
Oh,
the neighbor. Oh, Eddie was cool, man. Eddie was slick.
That shit.
Eddie.
He like, yeah, he I ain't like, got my charge. Yeah, I'll take
he
it.
He was so other.
Hey, no, real talk. Which y'all have said, no, my charge over here. Come on, man.
No, I would have said you can keep your charge, but come on in. You want smoke? You want to have a drink?
Nah, I would like. Oh yeah, that is mine.
I'm not gonna take what. Oh,
everybody needs extra iPhone chargers.
It's not ghetto.
It is ghetto. Taking somebody else's charger.
So he didn't take the charger.
It wasn't about the charger.
Why would you just say, okay, it's not my charger, but you can come in?
That nigga was so ugly. I cannot.
Up because she's coming
why
over there.
Fuck it up?
But I hear what you're saying. Like, oh, that's not mine, but you can come in.
Right.
But she's using it as an excuse to get over. So he's like, oh, you know, yeah, that's mine.
I think he kind of saw that too.
You're
yes, he did.
Whack.
Either way, Daniel.
What? That's whack, dog. Like, it's not my charger, but shit, what you doing? I'm over here chilling. Like, come on in.
That was the most awkward sex scene on that episode.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah.
That was so funny. You mind if I tell you? He said, you mind if I tell you? Fuck you. I respectfully decline.
I respectfully decline.
I respect
the fuck. I was crying laughing. That?
Yes, I was crying. I was like, dude, come on, man.
Oh, my God.
His head is
y'all
so
never
pointy.
Asked that before? If I can titty fuck you?
You never asked that
no,
before?
No, because it's pretty much implied when you're going if the girl is in
oh,
that.
That's what you're saying. That's
yeah,
what
I
you're
wouldn't
saying.
Ask that question. Excuse me, ma'am. I mean, do you mind if I stick my dick in your tits?
you start look, you start you, in, you yeah, start inching up. You start inching up to see what she do.
Scooby face.
You know what I'm saying? Man, yeah. No.
Oh my fucking lord.
If you're doing it right, there are questions that you really should never have to ask.
Okay, mercy. Okay.
But I think his
okay,
issue
that is
out the gate. Like, yeah, he was trying to come out the gate. Like, that was the first thing he wanted to do.
Why? Why would you want to start there?
I don't know.
That's don't weird. Know.
All right.
It might be something you're into. It might be your fetish or whatever.
I mean, I'm not starting there.
But not, you're not.
No questions.
But he may. He may.
I mean,
like,
that is a fun thing.
That might get. It might get him.
I don't understand why he would want to do it with her because she didn't even really. Because she doesn't really have breasts. That was just weird, right?
You can make breasts, okay?
Yeah. I understand that.
You can't.
But
titty.
Nah.
Right.
It's not the same.
Right. Yeah, it's not the same. Because
basically, thank you for telling us your experiences. She might catch it though. She
all you doing is just sliding on the skin.
That's not what I was talking about.
You might hurt yourself. Going up on down her chest bone. You might split something.
It might catch the dudes that you know.
No.
That went right over my head.
You know, good.
I know.
God damn, Rod.
Good.
Oh shit, y'all stupid, man.
Oh shit.